Welcome to Read It Reddit. We will be reading from r/tales from the front desk. Our first post is by Idmore. Obligatory on mobile, sorry for format, grammar, everything in advance. I just got a call inquiring about room rates. The man on the phone was talking quietly, and I could hardly hear him. I gave him the rate for tonight and the rates if he stayed a few nights. Every time he would reply, he would make a sound. It sounded like a moan, but it also wasn't obvious. So I continued. I asked if the rate was okay, and if he wanted to book. He said yes. Moan. I'm starting to really get uncomfortable, so I quickly asked for first and last name. James Smith. Moan. I normally ask for address, phone number, ML and then payment. Nope, not this time. I went straight to payment. He rattles off a credit card number and expiration date. I typed it in, and it said invalid credit card number. I don't know if I typed it incorrectly because he is moaning while giving me the number, or he gave me a fake CC. So I ask again. This time I write it down. The beginning is all correct. Okay, so maybe I typed it in wrong? Then he gives the last 5 numbers, moan, all completely different numbers. But I type it an invalid credit card number. At this point I want to pour bleach into my ears and then down his throat. I want to hang up. I want to yell at this disgusting post. But I'm at work, and he is a potential guest who might just have a disability that causes him to make a noise that sounds like he is moaning. IDK. I tell him that it keeps coming up invalid. I reread the number he just gave, and he says no, sorry, it is 4018, but doesn't say instead of what numbers. So I ask him to repeat it one more time slowly, and if he could speak up, because I can hardly hear him. He says the numbers a little bit louder again, all the same at first, but then he says 69, 69, 10, where was the 4018? Oh, you think you are cute saying 69. Fuck. I tell Mr. Smith that I'll just get his info when he arrives. I'm done. Okay. That'll work, baby. How late is the window open for me to come and amp, get a room, moans. Yup. I hung up. I'm so pissed that I gave him the benefit of the doubt for so long. He made me so uncomfortable and amp, I allowed him. I haven't had a call like this in so long that I really wanted it to be all a misunderstanding. I was caught off guard and amp, it made me feel so dirty. The worst part is that I'm mostly mad at myself. The shame and amp, guilt is terrible. I know realistically it isn't my fault that I did my job, but fuck. I should have stopped it immediately. Edit, I obviously put a fake name. But I'm 99% sure the name he actually gave me was also fake. Our next post is by the young Jew. Alright, fellow hospitality workers, I have a story for y'all, and a bonus little one at the end. It has to do with all of our favorite type of person, the super entitled top tier shiny member. If you all groan when reading that, let me tell ya, I'm right there with you, and this guy was a real piece of work. The scene begins with your humble narrator signing into the workstation, as his shift has just started. Suddenly, the phone rings, which I pick up, and do the normal telephone spiel. Me, thank you for call shiny, I'm staying tonight, make me a reservation. Me, alrighty, well, is there anything I can add to get you a discount on our room rates? Shiny, I work for a company, you should know this already, I was there last week. Me, okay, well, I did not know this, sir, as I have no idea who is calling me, I was just going over our normal re-shiny, what do you mean you have no idea who I am? I'm there almost every other week, you must be new, who's the manager, I'd rather talk to them. Me, sir, I'm the AGM at this property, and acting mod. I apologize that I don't recognize your voice, but I'm not new. Can I get your name, so I can make your reservation, please? Shiny, fine, it's entitled guy. You better put me in for the correct rate with company new guy. Now, gentle readers, that last part just hissed from his mouth. I could tell he would be trouble, so I did exactly as he asked, and put him in for the company's rate, which was $40 higher than the rack rate for the night, but hey, he insisted. Me. Okay, sir. Are you a member of our Shiny program? If so, do you have your number, so I can pull all your info from our records? Shiny, asterisk NO response me, hello. Shiny, are you done yet? At this point I decided to just get his name and card and be done with this phone call. Me, can I please get the CC you would like to put on file to hold your room? Shiny, I don't understand, what is the point in being a member if you never have my CC on file? I shouldn't have to pull it out of my wallet, just because you're too incompetent to find my number, doesn't mean I have to put up with this shit. Now folks, I know I had every right to turn this guy away at this point, and should have reported him to his company for his behavior, but I think, because I was just starting my shift, I had more than enough patience, and I knew I'd be the only one dealing with him for the most part, so I didn't really worry about it. Hindsight is 20 over 20 everyone. Me. Well sir, you didn't respond when I asked if you were a member. I will add that on, and with that you're all set. I'll see you later Tony click, guess he hung up on me. So Super Shiny gets himself checked in through the app, so I don't see him at all throughout the night. He was only here for one night, so no need to try and get a hold of him to let him know about housekeeping not doing stayover service. I assumed that'd be it, but boy was I wrong. The next day I'm talking to the FOM, and he explains that the guy did end up extending his stay. When he called, he pulled the same shit on the FOM, and hung up on him too, before the FOM could explain that his room had not, and would not receive service per policy. I keep explaining that, because I need you all to know how important that part is lol. So in comes Mr. Shiny a couple hours later, who proceeds to throw his key at me, and says remake it. Whatever, I reactivate it, and don't argue because, well, pick your battles folks. Not even 2 minutes pass, and he stomps back over, and throws his key at me again. Shiny, my room wasn't cleaned. Me, oh yes sir, corporate has made it a new policy, that we do not provide stayover service every day, we only do it every other day, and it is opt in for that. Shiny, well why can't they come in the room and clean it, asterisk SURPRISEDPIKACHU asterisk me, sir, due to the coronavirus, to protect staff and guests alike, we do not enter rooms for stayover service. Shiny, I don't understand, they have masks and gloves, what's the problem? Had I known this, I would have either stayed elsewhere, or at least requested a different room. I have no towels, and the room is a mess. Now everyone, this guy was alone. He was either lying, and it wasn't that bad in the room, or this one man managed to use 6 bath towels, and an equal amount of hand towels plus washcloths. Me, well sir, I can either get you towels, or change rooms, the choice is yours on what you'd like to do. Shiny, switch my fucking room you idiot. Me, with pleasure, I would also like to let you know that after your stay here with us tonight, you will be placed on our DNR list. I do not appreciate the tone you have given me, as I have been nothing but polite and courteous to you, you could at least repay that kindness slightly. I imagine you would treat my staff the same way you treat me, and I will not tolerate it. We will also be reaching out to your company, to let them know this is how you represent them. Have a great night. I hand him his key, and he just stares at me. I was pretty sure I broke something in his brain, as I don't think he ever thought somebody would ever respond back to him in that way. He loses his shit. He calls me every name in the book, calls the hotel trash, says some stuff about my family and storms off to his room. I'll let him stay simply because if he broke anything, I'd get to charge him more, which he didn't. We also cut our rate with the company, as almost everyone from them did the same thing, so really, just a company of assholes. Bonus, a woman called me stating she wanted to make a reservation with us tonight online, but the room she saw yesterday wasn't available. I asked her if she reserved the room yesterday when she saw it, to which she said no. I simply said, well, that means we sold the room then. This caused her to say how dare I sell her room. She was planning on staying, but now forget it. Bonus 2, this just happened, so I hope you enjoy 3 stories in 1 everyone. I'm standing at the desk typing all of this out when I hear screaming, laughing kids running up and down the hall with what sounds like a dog barking and chasing them. Naturally, I go to investigate, and sure enough, it is exactly that. I tell them not to run in the halls. The dog needs to be on a leash at all times, and if it isn't in the room or going outside, that it is not to leave the room under any circumstance. I go back to the desk and look at the room, which of course they snuck the dog in, so I charge them the pet fee we have. A couple minutes later, I have an angry woman in my face questioning me about the charge that just went through, which I inform her exactly why. She tries to say it's a service animal, to which I explain if it was, it wouldn't have been barking, chasing kids, and they wouldn't have tried to sneak it into the hotel. Folks, this lady full on pretends to start having seizures. Now, I already knew she was faking, but she as carefully as she could went to the ground, like, she looked like she was going to tie her shoes, she was barefoot, so no chance she was actually doing that, and carefully got on the ground, squirmed a bit, and started smiling, as if she tricked me or something. I just looked at her and said, "Ma'am, I would like you to know that falsely classifying an animal as a service animal can get you some pretty hefty fines, a lot more than the pet fee I charged you. I'd suggest you get up, go to your room, and be quiet for the rest of the night." She quickly gets up and sprints back to her room. Haven't heard a peep since. I hope you all enjoyed these, and sorry for the length, but man, it's been pretty wild since my promotion to AGM, and I'm so glad I'm now, as I can just do all the kicking out myself without having to wait for upper management. I hope you're all staying safe out there. Edit, I just want to say thank you guys for the awards and votes. I never expect any of them when posting, as I just want to share what's going on. Just know I really appreciate them, and I try to pay them back to our awesome community. Our next post is by Authorization Bartman. It starts around 9:15. I'm sitting there waiting for the last breakfast people to finish eating. A guy walks up to the door and asks for help through the phone on the other side of the door. I asked him what sort of help he needed. He just kept saying help. He didn't look like he was in distress, so I told him I wouldn't open the door without specific information. I wanted to know why the fuck this dude was coming up to my door making demands, specifically. He wouldn't say. At the same time, some guests approach the door from the other side, so they can leave. The door sensor trips, and the guy walks into the hotel. He comes to the desk, gets close and starts demanding I call 911, then asks me if I'm on drugs, and asks me who I know. I repeated his questions right back to him. "Are you on drugs?" He actually said yes. I was surprised he'd be honest. "Oh well." I start to dial 911 and he says, "That doesn't look like 911 to me," as if I have some sort of obligation to help him anyways. Dude starts to get real close to the counter, so I grabbed my phones and started walking away. Dude says, "Oh no you don't," and starts walking towards the door to get to the front desk. There's a separate exit, so I wasn't worried. He actually came behind the desk. He waited there for about 7 minutes. I was upstairs on the second floor by this point on the phone with the police. All of a sudden, the fire alarms start going off. The good news is this didn't happen when we were full. I get my housekeeper and explain what's going on and tell her if she sees any guests, let them know what's going on and to exit the building. I head back downstairs to try clearing the area. Storming doors trying to find this guy. He was no longer at the front desk or anywhere in that area. The police and fire department show up. Fire department holds back for a little bit. Police enter. I explained what was happening. 15 minutes later, the police exit the building with the man in handcuffs. They get him in the car and then come to talk to me. The guy wasn't wearing the clothes I had described to the officers. He stole my hoodie from my backpack, he ignored my phone and jeans that were in there too. He then went to lost and found. He took a pair of gray sweats out. He basically stripped and ditched his clothes in the laundry, so when I saw him, I was like, well, that guy has the exact body and the height, but he was wearing different clothes. He told the police about his changing in the office. He was high on methamphetamines and paranoid. He exclaimed to the officers that he was being chased and then ran into the hotel. Only problem is the doors are locked, so he broke in. Then he stole stuff, then he set off the fire alarm. I'm actually just surprised he didn't steal my jeans or phone out of my backpack. I'm glad he's gone. People were telling me that technically I cold vid him after he came behind the counter, but honestly it didn't really cross my mind. Everyone elsewhere tells me walk away, don't let your anger out, just calm down, and try to de-escalate the situation, and so I just try to do that. What a morning, but at 3 PM I will have 3 days off. I can't wait. Edit, I have new information to share. I'm not sure if it's legal for me to share, since it's more specific. Long story short, he's getting burglary. Cop recommended I press charges to avoid him getting a misdemeanor and the misdemeanor subsequently being thrown out in court. Now it's a felony that'll drop to a misdemeanor. Theft of the sweater and probably the fire alarms being set off adds a charge, maybe more. All this happened pretty fast. I got the sweater back. Washed it in the heavy duty washers at work. Officers said it was soaked in meth sweat. Our next post is by Sad Front Desk Gerald. Alright, I need to get this off my chest because it's making boil a little bit. Yes, it's a stupid thing to be so mad about, but I don't care, sue me. Lol. So as many people may know, certain pizza delivery companies will leave the friend desk referral coupons. If you collect 10, you get a free pizza for the FD. That being said, my hotel has just opened and on our first night someone ordered pizza, and because we knew the pizza guy was being super cool and gave us 10 coupons all at one time. Me and my coworker were like, fuck yeah. Both of us had the same idea that, if we have a meeting in the near future, we should use the coupon for pizza for everyone. A couple nights after that, I find out the same guy gave us 10 more coupons, because he found out his sister-in-law works at the FD here, so you know he wanted to earn some brownie points. All I'm thinking about is like, yes, now there will be pizza for everyone. So last night I gathered all the coupons and put them on my manager's desk with a sticky note that said for front desk meeting, and signed it with my name. And then tonight I'm a little late, so I clock in and get set up for my usual long boring night of Reddit and reports. When I finally have the time to gather myself, I go in the office to grab my coffee and what do I see? 2 pizza boxes and no coupons to be found. Sitting next to this pizza is an empty container of cookies things with my AM shift person's name. I'm a selfish asshole, no manager on weekends, so I'm assuming she got hungry, threw away my note, and decided she was just going to use the coupons for herself. 2 fucking pizzas. As I said, I should not be as angry as I am, but for one, she was not there either times we got these tickets, and 2 did not even finish half of the pizza. Rant over, sorry, not much of a tale, feel free to take down. Lol. Our next post is by Corva. I think right now, if I killed myself and went to hell, I'd wake up to the front desk at my property about 3 hours ago. It all started when I was watching a little Netflix on nap when I heard some thumping and yelling outside. I look out from my office across the parking lot. It doesn't look like a full-on fight, but it does seem like some sort of altercation is going on. That's not the worst of it though, because as the two groups separate, one dude pulls out a fucking Roman candle or something like that, and starts swooping, while shooting off fireworks at 2 in the fucking morning. I'm pretty sure one hit some guy's truck. So yeah, it's police time. I call them, and as I'm talking to dispatch, I see about 5 dudes pile in a truck and take off, while the dude that shot off the fireworks goes into another room. About 10 minutes later, a van pulls up, and that guy takes off with some girl. I go up to talk to the lone occupant of that room, and she doesn't really give me any answers when I ask just what in the hell was happening back there. On my way back, I notice that in front of another room close by, I think previously occupied by the dudes who took off in the truck, the fucking full-length window has been kicked in. I just got a call from the guest, who was in that room, and according to her, said window was kicked in because 5 gang members were trying to get at someone she was staying with. They apparently assaulted and robbed her, after which she fled. I'm not sure if that's true or not, the cops can try to untie that knot themselves. That's not even the worst part of my night. An hour after all the ruckus, a regular comes up to my desk and says his breaker flipped and asked her to flip it back. It's an old building, sometimes running enough stuff in a room simultaneously will do that. I grab my keys, and since we just had property damage, I lock the door behind me. I go flip the breaker, and when I come back to my office door, it's a motel with a small separate front office, I can't unlock it. The key turns a bit, and then won't catch the lock to turn it the rest of the way. Cue me and a regular trying to spring it with plastic cards and getting nowhere. A little while later, we call a 24/7 locksmith. Turns out the lock is a long square peg, which fits into what should be a square hole. Well, the lock was so worn it was basically a goddamn circle. Apparently it's an issue so common most locksmiths have this one specific tool just for that. Took him like 5 minutes, but I still had to pay $141.75 for the service call. I have a full invoice and everything, and I expect to be compensated, because I'm not at fault here. If they tell me no, I think I might quit though. Fuck this night, and I still have 3 hours left on Shitsai. Our next post is by Helen Elias. I saw him the first thing when I entered, I always end up early to my shifts. He was laying on the floor, close to the bar area at my hotel on his leash. Brown color in the large head with those piercing eyes looking around, everything screamed pitbull about him. I asked my colleague about him, and they told me that he and his owner had checked in maybe an hour before I came into work. They gave all the warnings because he seemed like a vicious dog and they knew I loved dogs. I went to the bar and asked the bartender about them. He pointed out the owner, a woman in her young 30s, that was slowly sipping her beer. I approached her and asked if she was the owner of the dog that was sitting in the reception. I saw the fear in her eyes when she nodded. "You dog looks like such a good sweetheart, is it okay if I say hello?" I asked her. She looked confused, and I hated that. That was exactly the same look I have seen all the times before when I asked the same thing, on duty or outside work. I then introduced myself as the night receptionist for the hotel she checked into. If she needed anything during her stay, I will be there for them. She then smiled and said sure she followed me back to her sweet friend that was waiting for her close by. The happiness was overflowing. It ended up with me having a happy pitbull crawled up in my knee and me trying to hide my face from his licking loviness. We shared our stories. I have lost 3 of them because of old age among other things, and she had rescued hers as a shelter dog in a different country. We small talked a while with me petting her best friend. They both ending up going up to room, and I started my 10h night shift. On the next night shift they had left a note for me with some tip. I still keep it among the good memories. This is why I love pitbulls. They just see their new best friends and everyone. And the good owners just want someone to see it too. Our next post is by Abelly. A guy just strutted on up to the desk, no mask or protective gear, and asks for my building's facility manager. I tell him, if he has a meeting, he needs to sign in using our electronic sign-in system. "Oh, I don't have a meeting, I'm looking for your facility manager. I'm name, from, company, and I know that covered killing supplies are hard to come by, so I'm going around making sure that all the buildings in the area are well stocked. So, what are the names of your facility people? You're trying to make a profit by using covered as a selling point, but you're not even wearing a face mask." I told him that we aren't interested in finding a new supplier. He left his card and a bunch of catalogs and told me, "You'll be seeing more of me, I've got friends in this building. I'll find out who your crew is one way or another." "Yeah, sure. If you actually knew anyone, you wouldn't need to be asking me who the facility people are. I threw his catalogs in the trash. Per policy, all potential suppliers have to apply online. There are no walk-ins or in-person approval options, and sanitize the crap out of everything he touched. We have sanitizer at the door, and on my desk, he didn't use either. How the hell can this still be allowed? Our next post is by Stakesbra. Might get kinda long, so my apologies. This all happened when I worked the desk at a cute little hotel in the middle of nowhere SC. I had been there about 2.5 years and absolutely loved it, but quit just before the pandemic got bad here because I was tired of the bullshit. I didn't quit because of this GM, we'll call him Tim. Because that was his name and fuck him, but he definitely had a hand in making my last couple of weeks there not so fun. Tim is an older white man. Maybe around 60 or so. He was always nice, we had great working relationship and I really did respect him. But over time as I started working the desk more and more, he'd talk to or ask me to do certain things. I can't recall every single thing he'd say to me or have me do, and damn do I wish that I kept record of it. A lot of the times he'd have me put black families in certain, not so nice rooms, so we could keep an eye on them. If any black people came into the lobby to ask any sort of questions, he'd be creeping on the security cameras and call down to the desk as soon as they left to ask what they wanted. Those were things that happened on way more than one occasion. Eventually it led to preventing guests who lived within a 50-mile radius from booking rooms at the hotel. He said a bunch of hotels in the nearby city did the same thing to prevent parties. Which I understood, I guess, but he did it to prevent only certain people from booking. I remember specifically one family who lives about 2 hours away wanting to come down to watch their child graduate from the college in our town. This asshole still said no because they lived within 50 miles. He even went as far as to Google Maps their home address they gave during their booking, and basically said to me how shitty their home looks and they couldn't afford our hotel, which the rates were cheap as hell and should been more expensive. They had a simple brick home, and I straight told him I've seen homes that look way worse than that in our town. Want to know what happened with a white Karen who literally lived up the road? Well, let me tell you. This bitch made a reservation for some family friends that she wanted to pay for, which of course is fine, but she used her father's credit card to hold the room and said that's what's paying for the stay. No problem. I just needed to call her up real quick to get an authorization form. This bitch proceeds to say, "Do you know who I am? You wouldn't be asking me this if you knew who I was." Bitch, I don't give a damn if you're Donald Trump. You should be grateful I'm trying to prevent fraud, especially on your older father's credit card. But eventually Tim called her and sorted everything out. Oh, her dad is some important judge, okay, whatever. And we don't need an authorization form. What? Pose. There's been other incidents with families who weren't black. Tim never liked to spend the money towards properly fixing a problem, he'd always basically cover it up. One example was a loose cabinet door in one of the rooms that he'd blame on one of the family's kids. Saying, well, if they didn't let their kid run all over the room then nothing would be broken. Obviously not the case. Another room, which was an adder room, had a crack in the floor of the shower near the drain. This guy would just cork the crack and call it good. But of course as time goes on, the cork would get discolored and it was just gross. His reasoning? Well, old people need to stop peeing in the shower since their meds makes their pee different colors. Gross. I also remember specifically one of the legs of a chair in a room being broken. He said it was because the guest is too fat. I hated having to do or say things to some guests, but he was the boss, and what else was I supposed to do? The hotel got bought out in January. Tim went away on vacation, but told me some people were coming around to inspect things and ask questions and to just be honest. I didn't know at the time that the hotel got bought out, but when I sat down with these two people I had gotten asked about Tim, which led to saying a bunch of stuff he's had me do. They already had their own opinions, that he was racist too, and told me not to worry, because nothing would go back to him. Long story short, it did. He called me into his office after his vacation, and had a mild argument with me over me calling him out as a racist. He said, "Well, you do things too. Yeah, because you made me. I'm not racist, but, or I have friends who are black." HMM, that sounds like something a racist would say. He ended up quitting the week he came back from vacation, but apparently this was something he'd been planning on doing anyway. I was the manager of the desk at this point and he tried to sabotage my schedule and hours even though he wouldn't be the manager anymore. But whatever. A couple more events at the hotel happened after he quit, and the pandemic started getting worse. I'm grateful to have a husband who's able to support me, so I said fuck you to the girl who was put in charge of me, and peaced the fuck out of there. Finn. Our next post is by Financial Elephant 5. I've been working a 3 to 11 shifts since I got back from my 5-day vacation. Oh, how I miss it so. Of course, I'm just doing my thing on my first night back, and every now and then when checking in the regular businessmen, I will get asked out for drinks or invited to the room. I simply reply, "No thanks, dude, I'm good," and I hold up my left hand with a lovely shiny engagement ring. They apologize and leave, and don't make eye contact with me at all for the rest of the stay. Well, I don't know what the hell is wrong with this piece of shit, but boy oh boy. My pool has been busy all night. I went into the pool room to straighten stuff up, and I didn't know this particular asshole in the hot tub. I think nothing of it, I just sweep up the pool room minding my own business quietly. "Asshole, so how long have you been here?" Me. 3 years, asshole, do you like it?" Me. "Been here for 3 years, so yup I do, most of the time at least, asshole, enough to be here for 4. Me, "or longer, pays the bills without worrying for the most part, asshole, oh I see, in college?" Me, "yup asshole, oh, what you studying?" Me, "I'm going for 2 bachelors and a minor, I don't like to tell people I don't know my major, asshole, but in what?" Me, "just stuff." I start to leave the pool room, and he starts to ask about my college town and what I like to do for fun. I told him everything I enjoy is shut down due to COVID. He then starts pressing for me to tell him, so I just said the movies, I like the movies, but it's shut down. I start to head for the pool room. "Asshole, so, you like bars, don't you?" Me, "no. I don't drink, I hate drinking, I prefer the devil's lettuce. I love the devil's lettuce." "Asshole, well you said everything you like to do is shut down, but I bet we can find a bar for the both of us to bar hop to." Me, "no thanks, I have a fiance at home waiting for me." "Asshole, oh well so, you don't like bars?" Me, "no thank you, have a nice night asshole, I bet you like bars, you're young and beautiful." Me, "no, have a nice night." I again leave for the pool room exit, and this asshole starts arguing with me. "Asshole, wow really? I asked you out, but you're saying no? I just wanted to have some fun, I don't understand the problem." Insert me staring with a blank expression and him standing up out of the hot tub. "Asshole, just go bar hopping with me. I don't see the problem with you hanging out with me." "Really? You can't see the issue?" He said a lot of other things, and I started inching my way to the door while staring at him. I don't like to turn my back on people when they're yelling at me. I like to stare right at them, because people cray, and I'm not getting jumped. Luckily for me though, a family came in, right when he stood up, and for him being shorter than me by a lot, I have to look down at him. He was embarrassed, because they heard him yelling at me outside of the pool room. As he should, like who the fuck yells at a woman, when she clearly turns you down. He quickly got back in the hot tub, and I turned towards the family, and they asked if everything was okay. I told them of course, and have a wonderful evening, and I left the pool room. The asshole shortly exited the pool room for his room. If I say no, it is a no. If I tell you no and just a simple no, I'm clearly being nice. When you start arguing with me because I said no, you clearly need to work on yourself before you go ask another girl out again. If that girl tells you she is in a relationship, you don't continue to pressure her into drinks. I work alone at this damn hotel, and I have never had an issue turning somebody down, and then them yelling at me for it. Like what the actual fuck? I don't even know what room he is in, or who he is, or I would have my GM call up to the room and tear into him. Our next post is by BigB11. It's been a while, I haven't posted a story here. I'm still in night audit, been working in a new hotel for a few months now. This hotel is right in front of the train station, which means it's one of the worst parts of the city. I get people threatening to shit on the floor, others talking to themselves on the public bench, guys getting stabbed, a dude coming in drunk to tell me something about the Pope, the whole package. I had been working there for about a month when some guy one day randomly showed up, very friendly, and told me about how he was friend with the other night audit. He asked if he could take the breakfast, he paid, of course. Given that he was nice enough, I accepted. From time to time he would come in, and ask for a coffee, and we would chat for a bit. The thing is, he stayed longer each time, and I really wasn't comfortable having anyone around, while on my shift, because of how often I had to leave the front desk, plus I didn't particularly like him, so more often than not I had to ask him to leave. He was more pushy each night, and his fake niceness really started to get on my nerves. You know, it was obvious he was being nice, so that I would provide a shelter. While at the same time lying about the fact that he had plenty of money and had a house in England. He'd also lie about picking up chicks, but, I mean, we've all heard stories from that guy, so I'll spare you the details. He also gave me a bit of weed. Like, come on. Don't bribe me. And why the fuck are you not in England instead of sleeping outside in France selling weed? Anyway, one night while he's in front of the hotel talking with a friend of his, a guy tries to come in, the type of guy I really don't want here, and he asks for a room in a very crude way. I tell him he can't have one. The guy gets angry as fuck, then asks me why I'm not letting him in, while I'll let the other dude stay. He then tells me he was in jail with me last month. Everything clicks. His trips to England were actually time he spent in prison, and he wasn't friend with the other night audit lol, just his dealer. The following night M. England comes in and asks if he can charge up his phone. He's accompanied by another guy. At first I refuse, but he's a lot more pushy than usual, even going as far as going to sit on the sofa after I refused multiple times. I've had enough, I don't want him to come back. Then I see his phone and it hit me, it's not his phone, not the one I'd seen up until now anyways. That gave me an idea. I let him sit with his friend, even gave him a cough, and went back to my business. They're whispering, I can't hear them, so I leave, and go to the kitchen to start making the breakfast. I come back, when they're speaking a lot louder and my suspicions turn out to be true, he's selling a stolen phone. I go to him, and act all betrayed and confused. You're selling him a phone, in my hotel? Really man, you think that's acceptable? He acts like that's not what he was doing, and he's just waiting for the phone, to have enough battery to make a call. Whatever, I heard his salesman speech, he can go fuck himself now. I tell him to leave, he insists that he stays, and I threaten to call the cops. He. Fucking. Snaps. What's your problem, you son of a bitch? Go fuck yourself, you're a fucking bastard, leave, now. He tells me to go fuck yourself, you son of a bitch, as he leaves. That's when I let out a, you go fuck your ass with that phone. I shouldn't have said that. That really wasn't smart of me. He goes batshit insane for a second, and tells me to go outside with him, so we can settle the matter. Fight, again, I tell him to fuck off. He goes up to me menacingly, and goes for a punch. I lift a finger. He looks up. There's the camera pointed right at him. He freezes. I have the biggest grin on my face. He fucks right off. I saw him again a day later, when I went to grab a sandwich at the local store, and that fucking dude acted like he was the victim. He told me, that really wasn't cool what you did, I just wanted to talk, and you pointed to the camera. I was about to tell him off, but he cut me saying, that he would jump me, if I kept speaking to him. We were told to leave by the cashier because the guy was starting to scream at me. I left without causing a fuss while he was arguing with the cashier. Saw him from time to time while going to work. Haven't seen him in a few months though. I guess he's back in prison. Our next post is by Plenty Off Travels. I work at a mostly business travel hotel, but recently I've been working shifts at our sister property, extended stay, to help their FDAs avoid hitting overtime. Not a big deal, and for a while I preferred working there. I even applied to transfer, but decided against it in the end. For the sake of this post, and making sense, I will title these hotels BH, Business Hotel, and S, Extended Stay. So the other day a guest comes to the desk at S asking to transfer rooms, because the supervisor at the property told him he could. He's not wearing a mask, so I say I will definitely go grab her for him, but he would need to be wearing a mask. Guest claims he has a medical exemption, so he doesn't need to wear one. Even if there really was a real medical exemption for him, wouldn't he try to avoid contact with others as much as possible? This conversation easily could have been done over the phone, right? So I don't buy it for one second. I tell him that blood oxygen levels aren't affected by facial covering, so there isn't any excuse to put our staff at risk while handing him a mask. He gets frustrated, stating that COVID is all just a conspiracy and that I'm ridiculous for believing in it. I probably shouldn't have gotten personal, but I told him that if COVID really was fake, then my aunt and uncle would still be alive right now. I see his expression falter, but then he begins to step towards me, so I put my hand up and tell him he needs to stand 6 feet away. He looks even more pissed, but somehow that gets him to put his mask on as I grab the supervisor he was asking for. I felt triumphant until he discards the mask as soon as they begin talking. Supervisor doesn't care whatsoever. I'm dumbfounded. After the encounter, the supervisor scolds me, tells me I was wrong for talking to him like that and trying to force him to wear a mask, even though it's mandated in my city and a part of our hotel's policy. She further says that I can't deny him service and I went about the whole scenario in the wrong way and called me hostile. From that point on, I prayed that I would never have to deal with this man again, especially knowing that I wasn't going to be supported by the management, therefore trying to protect myself. Turns out the reason he transferred to a bigger room was so he could bring his entire Intimisca family to the hotel, so they can parade around our common areas and put our other guests at risk. So today Mrs. Intimisca comes in demanding a key to his room, and I politely say I will do that so long as I can verify ID, and she puts her mask on. She tells me she can't do either because her hands are full. Our FD has a low counter where we can hand packages to our guests, so I assure her it's not a problem to place her items on the counter so her hands are free. She just scoffs and leaves, saying she'll have her husband get a new key instead, even though the rules will be the exact same. And just a bit ago they call down saying their AC isn't working. At this point maintenance has gone home for the night and I am only trained to verify that their settings are correct. If everything sounds fine, then maintenance needs to look into it and I transfer their room. Such was the case here, so I offered them one of two options. 1. A contactless room transfer where I drop off their new keys outside the door as a means to protect myself too. They could come down to the desk directly to get the new keys, but they would have to wear masks. I don't feel like these are huge demands to make people. Anyway, Mr. Intimisca laughs and says yeah right, then hung up. I guess the broken act wasn't as important as his pride. I'm just feeling really defeated. I've been helping at S for almost 6 months now, and like to think of myself as a member of the team. I texted my AGM at BH, asking her if I could be scheduled for less shifts at S, if at all possible, because this guest is stressing me out. This job is how I make my living, so I literally cannot afford to get sick if I want to make rent, take care of myself, and meet the needs of my furry companion. Bless my AGM soul, she had my back and assured me she'd make sure to schedule me for more shifts at BH while the guest is at S and speak with their management regarding this issue. Our next post is by Octavia Gaming. I'm absolutely livid right now. And if I'm livid, it's time to be worried. Story time. When I first started in hotels, I was a total sweetie. I would procure cocoa for kids. I would overlook birthday parties if they were quiet. I would happily fetch someone a roll away, deliver extra towels, plunge their toilet, etc. I wanted to be the hospitality fairy. But after COVID-19. No way. I'm beyond done. Our property was pretty lucky in the beginning of the pandemic. We closed completely for a few months, unemployment took good care of our team members, and when we reopened, we rarely flirted with 10% occupancy. Rates stayed mostly the same, and we had lots of downtime to keep things clean and sanitized. Other than running skeleton crew, morale was okay. Slowly but surely, however, the locals decided that, since they couldn't go on a cruise slash to the casino slash bar hopping slash Mouseland, lol, they were going to come trash our hotel. Not every local, but enough. It didn't help that our rates dropped. Occupancy climbed, which was good for the bills, but not so good for our understaffed, stressed out team. These rooms were consistently wrecked. Public space was a nightmare every day, since we reopened the gym and pool. The amount of guest complaints, requests for amenities, noise violations, underage drinking, drug deals, ladies of the night and tomfoolery that is currently assaulting my quaint hotel is intense, and it's fraying everyone's nerves. And now? A group is staying with us. I want to note here that the COVID-19 cases have shot up recently here, and are predicted to continue climbing due to July 4th. So when I came in last night, to see a packed lobby full of drunk parents, I almost lost it. No social distancing. Zero masks. Shoulder to shoulder, crowded in front of the television, talking about an inch from each other's faces. Yikes. I must have had a thundercloud over my head, because they scattered immediately as I punched in. We don't have a statewide mask mandate, so all we can do is firmly hint that it would be a good idea to mask up. Half an hour into my shift, the phone rings. Sweet guy from room 2006 says room 2007 is blaring music and yelling at the top of their lungs. Oh heck no. Not tonight, sweetums. I excuse myself from a nice conversation I was having with a regular at the desk, grab my keys and phone, and head up to second floor. The elevator door slides open. I can hear 2007 from the goddamned elevator. I was going to try and be polite, it was the weekend and maybe they just needed a gentle reminder of our quiet hours, but now I was upset. They were blaring music, like it was Mardi Gras. No consideration for other guests. I knocked on the door and the room went silent. They were trying to wait me out. Nope. I knocked again, and announced that I was opening the door. Lo and behold, the door cracked open, and I was greeted by a sheepish man in his early 20s. I asked him, sugary sweet, how many guests were in the room. He lied, badly, and said 4. I knew for a fact that I had personally watched a group of at least 4 girls go to his room when I arrived. I gave him a Medusa look and told him that if the noise didn't stop immediately they were leaving. If I received even one additional complaint against their room, they were gone. He nodded and shut the door. You guys can guess what happened, right? I gave them 5 minutes and then went back up. Music had resumed at full volume and the merrymaking had commenced with renewed vigor. Needless to say, they were told to leave and guess how many people streamed past me into the parking lot. 10. 10 people in a tiny hotel room with zero social distancing or masks. I had the decency to not call him out on his lie because they were leaving somewhat peacefully, but man, I was furious. I tell people constantly that we are not a party hotel. We are not built to host events and noise travels like crazy between rooms. We cater to business travelers and the occasional sports team and it works. I'm beyond sick of locals. Which neatly brings me to the end of my tale. Team morale at my location is pretty low. Nothing is getting done. Positions are getting swapped constantly to stretch hours. It's rough. I'm scared. A lot of folks think I'm a Debbie Downer, because I attempt to keep an eye on the cases, but if that's the cost of staying informed, so be it. To every single one of you who are working right now during this CLUSTERF asterisk K pandemic, regardless of profession, I salute and relate to you with all of my cold, dead heart asterisk edit asterisk, whoa. This kind of blew up. Thank you for the golden HUGZ. We are all in this pandemic together, and it makes me feel so much better to know you guys got my back. Also, a helpful Redditor pointed out that initially I wrote that our cases had doubled in the last few days. I phrased that incorrectly. Not our total cases, what a nightmare that would be, but our daily totals. Aka, we went from 400 cases to 900-ish daily cases over a weekend. Sorry for any confusion. Our next post is by Frozen Flamine Thind. Hello everyone. Your friendly two nights a week now here with a new story of woe for your enjoyment. I was recently called back to my hotel after being laid off for 3 months. I woke up super early and could not go back to sleep, so I decided to go into the hotel early and goof off in the back office until my shift started at 11 p.m. At around 10 p.m. the AGM asks me if I would like to clock in early. I oblige, as who am I to refuse extra hours? Anyway, not 20 minutes my shift and I get a call from grumpy Russian flight attendant. She says that she thinks there is a bed bug in her room. I apologize and I move her rooms. I ask if she can come down and pick her keys. Can't you come up and give me the new keys? She asks. I say I can, but it will be a few minutes as I'm the only one at the desk. Ugh, fine, she says. After taking care of some guests downstairs, I go up and give her the keys to her new room on the same floor she was on. She angrily snatches the keys from my hand and then bitches and moans about having to move her 3 bags down the hall. I apologize and leave thinking that is the end of it. About 10 minutes after this interaction, grumpy Russian flight attendant calls again and again, says she found a bed bug in her bed. We are not supposed to go into people's rooms right now because of corona, but she insists I go to look at it, so I do. I go into the new room and she immediately starts bitching and moaning about how frustrated she is. She leads to the bed, where she has a cup placed upside down. She lifts it up, and we have to peer inside, because the bug was on the inside of the cup now. Guys, the damn thing was not even the size of a grain of pepper. Honestly, looked kind of like anatomy. At this point the following exchange occurs. GRFA, what does this look like to you? Me, I don't know ma'am, I have never seen bed bugs in real life, so I can't say for sure. At this point I knew this wasn't a bed bug, but I decided to play dumb to avoid any liability to the hotel. GFRA, well take a look at this. She shows me a picture of a bed bug on her phone. Look at antenna, don't they look similar? Me, ma'am, I really don't know. The hotel and their pest control service will conduct an investigation to determine what this is. As for a solution tonight, all I can offer is to move you rooms again to a different floor. GRFA, look, I have magnifying app open on phone. See it up close. What does it look like to you? Me, again ma'am, I can't say for sure. Now I can move you to a new room on a new floor, but that is all I can offer at this time. GRFA, fine, I wait here for new keys. Me internally, lazy cunt. So I go down, and I move her yet again, this time to a new floor. I go up, and she yanks the keys out of my hand again, before huffing and puffing about having to move again. Not 5 minutes later she calls again, and says she went down to the room on the new floor, and that it was too stuffy, and she didn't want to wait for the room to cool down, so she was just going to stay in the room she was originally moved to and sleep in the chair. So basically moving her the second time, and giving her new keys the second, turned out to be a complete waste of time, because the room was too stuffy. She then insisted that we enter 3 wake-up calls for her, because she is afraid she wouldn't wake up in time with just her cell phone alarm. What? Anyway, I tell her I will enter her wake-up calls, and that is the last time I talk to her tonight. As I said in the title, this damn woman used up all my fucks tonight. Her nonsense and time wasting has made tonight a night in which I definitely will not be going above and beyond. Our next post is by Sam1070. This tale is long, and I hope you forgive for the length. This tale is set in the time of COVID. It would not have been written without the strong encouragement of the users of the Tales from the Front Desk Discord. The player are the following: TEXAN equals me, NG equals new girl, BB equals FRONT office manager, in charge of the front desk, OS equals owner, son O equals owner, FD equals FRONT desk staff, GM equals general manager, AGM equals assistant general manager, GUEST equals HOTEL guest. This day started like any other day. I awake and jump. In the shower, I jump out and check my phone and notice that there are 45 emails from this morning alone from BB asking if I'm awake and on the property to assist guest with their Wi-Fi connection issues and electronic duds. I respond back to her latest email stating that per email I sent yesterday I do not the guest it support unless I have time, and sadly today I do not. TEXAN equals I go down from my hotel room to my office. Upon reaching there I'm greeted by a line of people who BB sent for me to provide support to, bypassing the signs that said employees only and access restricted. After helping the guests connect their laptops to the Wi-Fi network, I start on my project for the day, which was to do a network audit and find out exactly how janked up the network was from being hobbled together and held together by prayer and silly string with no IT staff for 20 years, and every computer slash user having local admin access. Get a knock on my door from a hotel guest, Texan. How may I help you? Guest, a BB said to come see you about getting my Fire Stick to connect to the hotel Wi-Fi. Texan, oh, I'm sorry, BB was incorrect. While it is true that I help guest with Wi-Fi issues on days I'm not busy or slammed with work. Sadly, today I have too much to do today, but I can see what I can do to assist you. Is it giving you any sort of error? Guest, no, BB told me to come here first, before I tried to connect it to the network. Texan, gosh darn it's BB, guest please try to connect, and if you have any trouble feel free to go to the FD to ask for help. Texan, types email reminds BB, that I do not do guest IT support as I'm regional IT support for the 11 hotels that owner owns. BB responds to my email with the following: how dare I share from, and I'm a lowly regional at tech. You will not direct the front desk staff to stop sending guest for any tech related issues to my office, as I don't have any authority over her, since you're a regional at tech and I'm a form of this property, and I rank lower than her on the cock chain of command. Texan, I respond with the following email: per my last request dated yesterday date, requesting you to instruct the front desk staff to not send guest to my office for support with connecting their electronic devices to the Wi-Fi. And per your response, dated yesterday date, stating that you refuse to comply as you are above me per your email sent yesterday, email attached. I have no choice but to escalate this, as the customers are breaching a secure area which breaks a couple dozen different security regulations and business regulations. I'm unable to ensure that appropriate measures are being taken for the security of the computer hardware, and such will be forced to if measures are not taken to resolve the security lapses, remove the ability to take credit card and other sensitive financial data due to lack of security, per brand name security regulations which clearly state that PCI data and other sensitive data must be secure and all computer hardware must be locked down to prevent theft. Per your response of refusing to do so, because I'm just a regional IT tech, and per your email I'm below you. I'm CCing your manager on this email, AGM and the GM to inform them of this fact, that if measures are not taken I will be forced to remove the ability to process credit card payments per brand name regulations and other business regulations. Texan, I go out into my little lobby area to sign for the delivery of the new Wi-Fi app and network hardware, and see AGM and GM walking into BB office with murder in their eyes. BB starts sweating and yelling at AGM and GM about how she was not consulted on my hire, and as a manager she should have been consulted. GM, Texan operates at a regional level, the owner hired him as a fielded tech. BB, Texan should report to me, since I'm a FOM, and I'm management, while he is just a tech. AGM, BB, Texan only reports to the owner, or the owner's son, no one else. He was doing you courtesy by assisting the guest you sent to his office, even thought he told you he was too busy today to assist guest as he is upgrading the computer and the network here. BB, that does not seem fair. He a regional techie should be below me and have to report to me, and he should do what I tell him to do, including assisting guest with their Wi-Fi issues. AGM, he does not have to do that. He is above you. In fact, I think if he wanted to, he could fire anyone here and I could not stop it. I think as he is the equivalent of a regional director. BB, Texan should not be allowed to say no to me, and he should help every guest I send to his office and swipe in. GM, calls every front desk agent into BB office, NG, prints out the email I sent, and then BB email telling them to ignore me as I have no authority and I'm below her in rank. BB, NG, you are supposed to be on my side, why would you print out the emails? AGM, reads the paper NG handed her, and asks BB for her response. BB, Texan is below as me in authority. I'm not going to tell me front desk staff to not send guest into an employee only area for tech support. That what Texan was hired for anyways. I was not. GM, BB, since you can't understand how serious this is, I'm going to demote you to front desk agent 1 at front desk agent 1 pay scale. $12 an hour demotion. Shortly thereafter, about an hour or so, I hear from the front desk BB complaining that Texan cost her job and does loyalty not matter anymore. She spent 10 years with the hotel as a form. Texan notices in the span of 10 minutes there are 10 P1 tickets in the queue from BB saying she is unable to stream Netflix or Hulu on her phone. P1 tickets are all hand on deck, major system outage and or check-in system offline, not for trivial matters. All P1 tickets are sent to the anyone above an AGM at the property in question, including the owner and his son, and starts a 15-minute response window. BB starts yelling at NG for not defending her in there and placing the blame on her and saying that she is a bad employee for Sire in front of, I would say, about 10 guests. NG runs away crying to the ladies room. Guest ask BB, may I please speak to the AGM or GM? BB asks, what for? Guest, your conduct and your pettiness and airing your dirty laundry in front of people checking in. BB, shocked Pikachu face, and summons the GM to the front counter. Os calls me and ask what these P1 tickets are about, since there were 10 in 10 minutes time. GM chews out BB for bad mouthing me in front of guests. Os, I'm coming to the hotel to straighten this out. Short while later, Os arrives. Os goes into the former form office and calls the GM and BB into it. BB start defending her actions and saying she was within her right as management and she deserves to be form. Os is not buying it. BB is fighting with the GM and Os, saying she should have been consulted on the hiring of an IT person, since it within range of her responsibility. It is not. Os is saying that that is his dad's responsibility to hire for it. BB is saying that that do not matter as a hotel management, she is above all regional staff. Os, that is bullshit, she was only hired as a favor to the Grams. And as part of the hiring of the GM, he had to hire his wife. Os, per the contract you were only supposed to be kept hired as long as you and your husband were married and he worked for us. You had a job. Os, but thank you for letting us know that you guys are not married. Os, we can settle this. Os, one of two ways: you are fired and ill paid the rest of your shift with your form pay. Os, or you are demoted to overnight FD, and only if you apologize to Texan. Os, you have your choices, you have 30 seconds to make it. BB, what do I have to do to get my form job back? Os, you will never get form again, you abused regional staff and abused network access and privilege. You badmouthed regional staff in front of guest and caused us to have at least 10 complaints sent to brand about us. Os, your 30 seconds are up, what do you choose? BB, are there any manager positions I can have? Os, make your choice. BB, I guess I will take night desk. Edited, BB, can I get mild payback? Os, okay, you are on probation, and if I hear you causing any trouble, I will personally fire you. If there is even a single complaint about, I will fire you. Do you understand? Os, I will tell it to reinstate your access and NG as the new form. BB, fuck that bitch, I quit. Os, okay, well, thank you for serving company for 10 years, we will mail you your final paycheck. You have 5 minutes to pack your desk and locker before security will escort you off the property. BB was escorted off the property and returned later and proceeded to destroy about $1,500 worth of computer equipment and may or may not have bit a cop. Texan coming back from taking a lunch slash dinner break and notices that there are two police cars parked at the front door. Texan wonders what happened and who called the police officers, and grumbles that someone stole his parking spot. BB, going savage on computer equipment and trying to break down the door of the IT closet. Texan, just my luck, I came back at the wrong time. I wonder if it too late to slip out to my truck and escape. BB gets arrested, surprise Pikachu, and fights with the arresting officers, and may or may not have bit a cop while she was being dragged to the squad car. Our next post is by Jigsawfab. Ig equals idiot guest me equals Mimi, a decent hotel. My name is JJ, how can I assist you today? Ig, I need two rooms for Friday night and they need to be adjoining. Me, I do have two rooms available for Friday. I can put in a request for adjoining rooms, but it is not guaranteed. Ig, why not? Me, well, if the guest in that room extends, or if there's an unexpected maintenance issue, things like this prevent us from being able to guarantee you a connecting room. Ig, well, we are not going to stay if we can't get adjoining rooms. You need to figure this out. Me, this is my moment, lol. Well, in that case I recommend you don't book with us, because I wouldn't want to falsely promise you a room and then you be disappointed if you don't get it. Ig, is your manager there? Me, yes, but he's busy. Anything else I can help you with today? Ig, I want to speak with your manager now. Me, no click, thanks for the likes. Check out my profile for more ridiculous FD stories. Our next post is by do_glatton_live. Yay, 2 hours more, and then vacation time. This happened a couple of days ago. Ready or not, here it comes. I have just started my last 12-hour shift for this week, and in comes this couple, early to mid 40s. The husband comes up to the front desk, and here is the convo. Guest, hi, my name is Super VIP, and I would like to check in. Me, sure thing. You will be here for 5 nights? Guest, that's right. Me, great, I just need to swipe your credit card, and you are on your way. Guest hands me his credit card, and I swipe it. Guest, have you remembered to upgrade me, because I'm Super VIP member, and I'm always entitled to an upgrade. That's just BS, he can have an upgrade, if we have the availability to do it. Me, you have one of our newly renovated rooms. So I think we are in the clear. I give the guest his keys, and he walks to the elevator with his wife. 3 minutes later he is back at the front desk. Guest, I want my upgrade, the room is too small. Me, well, then I just have to look if we can give you an upgrade. Guest, I'm sure you can. The parking lot is empty. Me, maybe it is empty now, but that does not mean that we have rooms free. It's holiday season, so many guests check in late. And we don't have to give you an up. Guest, I don't care. I want my upgrade. Me, I have to take a look, moving the mouse around a bit, and presses some buttons, so he believes he is winning. Me, well, you are lucky. I can give you an upgrade. I move him to another room, hand him the new keys and he leaves. We are pretty busy at the front desk, so I don't see them leave the hotel for pizza, but I see them return with a pizza each. The whole lobby smells like pizza, because of 75% of our guests are coming back with pizzas. Our restaurant is closed due to COVID. Nice one, GMs. The guest comes back down. Guest, my key does not work anymore. Me, OHH, that is not so good, let's make you a new one. What is your room number? Guest, it is 6969. Me, your name is Super VIP. Guest, yes, that is me. I make him a new key, and he leaves for the room. I shit you not, 2 minutes later, he is storming out of the elevator. Guest, my wife is missing. Me, say again. Your wife is missing? You have just walked past me with your pizzas? Guest, yes, and when we came to our room, the damn key did not work. So I left my wife outside the room, and came down to you to get a new key. Me, have you looked in all the hallways on the floor? There is two. Guest, yes, and I have been shouting her name. She has been kidnapped. Me, I think she is here somewhere. But let us go up to your floor and have a look. You guys are the only ones who have a room there, beside all the families in the other hallway, so I think we will find her. Guest, I'm sure she is kidnapped. We have to look in all of the rooms on that floor. Me, we can have a look in the area where your room is. And then we take it from there. We take the elevator to his floor, and he opens his room, and no wife, damn. I open the other rooms in the area, and we find no wife, damn. Guest, I have to call the police. She have been kidnapped. Me, let's go down to the front desk, by the stairs, so we can look on the other floors. We take the stairs down, and he sticks his head in at every floor. But no wife, damn. We come down to the front desk, and he starts to call the police. There is some guests who wants to check in, so I check them in. All while I have him in my sight. I can hear him talk to the police. Then I hear one of the elevators open, and out storms his wife. Angrier than a bull in a rodeo. Wife, where the fuck have you been? I have been waiting for you for 10 minutes. Guest, but you were not at our room. I have been looking for you. Wife, I have been sitting at the room and waiting for you. Guest, asking me, have we not been on our floor looking for her? Me, we have, yes. Wife, I have been on the X floor the whole time. Me, but your room is on Y floor. I think that's the reason your key did not work in the first place. Wife, you're an idiot super VIP. Let's go up and eat. And leave this poor lad alone. It is all on you. Guest and wife then takes her elevator to the room, and I don't have anything more to do with them. I think that he has seen too many Hollywood movies. Who can kidnap a grown woman at a hotel without any sound or witnesses in under 2 minutes? And will they take the pizzas with them? Our next post is by ToxicLemon6969. So one night at the start of my shift I came in, and my co-worker saw two black trucks parked off to the side, in the restaurant my boss owns that's currently closed. We thought maybe they are dealing drugs or something like that. So she asked if we should call 911, and I said it's not really an emergency plus, we didn't see any drugs. She called 911 anyway, and they said it wasn't an emergency so nothing they could do. So I just said you know what, I'm just gonna see if they are in the car and ask them to leave. She's like no, you're gonna get shot or stabbed, we live in Canada, so gun violence is not that big of a deal here. I could have been stabbed, but I was like ah, let's go for it. I go to the first truck. Huh, nobody in it. I go to the second truck, the window is down and there is a totally naked woman on top of a totally naked guy. I immediately feel so awkward, probably not as much as them. I debated just walking away, but I was like I made it this far, I just go. Excuse me, the girl startled and embarrassed, yes. I say sorry, you can't park here unless you have a room at the hotel. She replies yeah no problem, we will leave. I can say this was one of my first weeks and this was funny, but in the moment I felt so awkward. Hope this gave you a chuckle, I know I'm laughing about it now too. Our next post is by Kritengiral. Two guys that just have the feel of locals come in today, and the one is angry. He starts telling me that we charged his card $208, and he has never stayed here. I'll let him know that in order for us to have charged him anything we would have had to swipe his card, and then I ask if perhaps he used it at the bar. No. Definitely not. He seems to know that it is for a room, but insists he has never gotten a room here. He begins yelling that I need to give him his money back and stop fooling around. I'll let him know that I don't have access to know what he was charged for by just giving me his card number. I'll let him know that I'm going in back to get my manager who may be able to help him further. Manager comes out. She listens to what he has to say and then asks to see his ID. She looks his name up, and sure enough there is a walk-in reservation under his name with his address with his credit card info. Since it is a walk-in we would have hand-typed that info in while having the ID in hand. We would have swiped his credit card right there. We always check pics on IDs So his story doesn't add up. The manager is trying to de-escalate the situation, but the guy keeps getting louder and more insistent that we give him his money back right now, and is making a scene. I call security to back the manager up. Security walks up beside the manager and the guy flips out. I'm talking to her, not you. Don't butt in. Manager tries to continue letting the guest know that researching this will take time and she can't instantly give him back his money. The guy says, unless we have video of him going into the room, that we can't charge him. Security lets him know that we don't have cameras in the guest hall always, but that we do have it here at the front desk and by the doors. He says that we'll never see him on the cameras because he wasn't here. The manager and security let him know that we will definitely check the cameras, but that it will take a while. He keeps yelling over them. Security keeps trying to de-escalate, but the guy keeps getting louder, more demanding, and more verbally abusive. I'm really thinking this guy is about to take a swing at one of us. Security looks over at me and says, push the panic button. So I do. I've never had to push the panic button, silent alarm, before. We've called the cops before, but the panic button is reserved for imminent threat. The guy knows what we just did. He starts backing up, but at the same time, tells security, I'm gonna F you up. You called the police. Yeah. You are threatening us. We called the police. Do the math, dude. The guy looks at the security guard and yells, let's take it outside. We'll settle this outside, and I'll get my money back. This is almost amusing as we're an upscale name brand property that usually deals with Karens and super shiny guests, not settling things outside. Security continues to let the guy know that we are trying to help him, but that it is going to take time to investigate. Two officers arrive and stand by in support as we continue to try to work with this guy. Not surprisingly, the threats stop with the officers standing there. Eventually, with promises to look at video footage right away, so we can see that we can't prove he was there, and can see that we need to give him his money back, he leaves, and the officers follow him and his friend out. So security, who is actually our engineering supervisor playing a dual role, because COVID, goes downstairs to start reviewing footage. He comes back about an hour later. Here's the time this guy first appears on camera, the night he checked in down to the second. He checks in, and then walks back outside. Here is the time he appears on the camera by the door. Gotcha. And it feels so good. We are going to run a lock audit on the room door, but that's just for frosting on the cake. How stupid do you have to be, to insist we check the cameras, to prove you weren't there, when you know you were? Sometimes I don't get humans. Our next post is by JadSoyFab. Just kicked out a homeless person from breakfast. Unfortunately, I smelled him before I actually saw him. I feel bad for the guy, but if I were to let him stay, then this place would become a hangout in no time. It is what it is. Then I go back to the desk and sell two white claws to an old lady. She cracks one open as I'm swiping her credit card and starts chugging. It's 8 a.m. She sits down in the lobby and not even 2 minutes later I hear the other can crack open. Next I see our newest long-term guest waddle to the desk. You know that certain walk where you can tell a person's angry? Yeah, she was angrily waddling. Her room didn't get cleaned yesterday after she requested service. Ugh. It's gonna be one of those days, guys. Wish me luck. Our last post is by itslouis_. Okay, so this is actually my first post on this subreddit. Hopefully someone feels my pain. The county I live in issued all residents to wear a mask when going out in public. In order for you to enter a business, whether it's the mall, a hotel or a restaurant, you must wear a mask. With that being said, a hotel has issued a new rule that matches the county's new rule. In order for a guest to step foot into our hotel, they must be wearing a mask. If the guest wants to hang out in the lobby area or step up to the front desk to ask a question or ask for assistance, they need to have a mask on. Otherwise, we have the right to report them for not complying to not only our rule, but the county's rule. With that being said, Today I had to work a 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. night audit shift. And for those wondering, why are you working such a weird clock and slash out shift? It's because our hotel had to let go of nearly the entire front desk staff, and those who remained, me, had to work weird shifts in order for everyone to get an equal amount of hours. Anyways, a guest comes up to the front desk on my shift and this is the conversation that follows. G equals G U E S G and M equals M E G. Hey man, can I get some batteries for the TV REM OM? I'm sorry sir, but do you have a mask by any chance? G, nah man, I don't have one. M, I'm sorry sir, but in order for me to assist you, you must wear a mask to the front desk. G, are you serious? I haven't had this issue before with the many times I've come up to the front desk today. Pause. What he said really pissed me off for multiple reasons. But that's another story for another upload. Long story short, it seems I'm the only one doing my job correctly. Resume. M. I understand sir, but I'm currently the only one here, and I'm simply following not only my hotel's rule, but also the county's rule. G. Well, if I ask for you to come to my door with batteries, will you bring them to me? Because I'm not going to make a second trip just to get my mask, so you can feel comfortable. Yes, this guest actually said to make me feel comfortable. M. I can bring you the batteries, so long as when you open the door you have a mask on. G. Fine. So the guest leaves, and then calls the front desk asking for batteries. I tell him, I will be right there. Once I get to his room I knock on the door, and he had a shirt over his nose and mouth. As I hand him a small basket with the batteries on there he says, bro, corona is not that f**king serious. Now listen, I myself tend to keep a cool head when dealing with guests. I'm pretty sure most of you reading this have shaded a guest at least once in your entire life working for a hotel. If you haven't, you're probably lying. Before he shut the door I said to him in the most passive-aggressive tone ever, well, if you'd like to take that up with our manager you sure can. We are just following the county's new issued rule. I'm not quite sure why it's so gosh darn hard for people to just wear a mask. Anyways. The end. That's it for Edit Reddit. I hope you enjoyed. Please leave a good rating, as that really helps me out.